back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Guess that, Kevin Pollak. Is that? No, I won't get my J job. My J job? Take two. Kevin, can we get one more? You betcha. What's that? No, I won't quit my day job. Thanks, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to James Heaney. Jackie Gincard, favorite board game.
Oh my God. I believe it might be called Zombicide. It's a cooperative. Actually, no, it's Pandemic. I think Pandemic's my favorite board game. I like cooperative board games.
Fair enough. Back by popular demand, it's Jacqueline Newway.
Woo!
Group fave. What class in middle school did you excel in?
Ooh, I was really good at math, and I was a mathlete, but I was only a mathlete because I sold a lot of chocolate for the math club, but I never competed. But I got the jacket because I sold a lot of chocolate.
And where was your favorite sales spot?
Just really like right before class, before class, right before lunch, you know, you hit them, the kids that didn't have lunch money or that, you know, they need a little snack. So it's pretty good.
So that's heads up ball, we call that. Look out, it's Craig Kukowski. Cacao, do you like gazpacho? And if so, can I send you a super easy recipe?
I like my gazpacho piping hot. Piping
weird.
Hot.
Weird. This is where we do not see eye to spoon. Hand in your shoes. It's Chris Alvarado, Christopher Nevercross, pancakes or French toast?
You motherfucker.
Yep.
Now? Here?
Yep. Yep.
And
yep.
Now? Yeah, I'm not right going to do it. I'm not playing your games, sir. Not playing your games.
That is the correct answer. And last, but plenty of poop for you. If you think of least, it's Joey Greer. Half a peach for a head. Finish this joke. Two Jews walk into a bar.
two Jews walk into a bar, and the bartender says, what can I get you? And the two Jewish men say, we just want something that's off the top.
I'm sorry. The correct answer was
tip.
Correct answer was, and they buy it. Let's do a damn show, shall we?
He can say that.
I like the use of the two Jewsmen, Joey. Jewsmen.
Thank you for not letting that sit. Most all of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other fine perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here
at alchemythis.com.
Scene one comes from Patreon VIP Jamie Garcia, who wrote, I think Jamie Garcia actually might be an alchemaniac, come to think of it. He wrote, or Jamie could be a gal. I got one here in the house. I'm so goddamn happy Vanessa is back. Her snoofa voice is the best. Scene suggestion, an amateur kidnapping. Many thanks and much love to you all. Thank you, Jamie.
I don't care. Listen, I'm going to put gold throughout this house the way I see fit, Claudia. And that's just how it's going to be. Do you understand? I like gold.
I understand. Put it wherever you want. But if you put it there, you'll know you'll lose some other things.
What are you trying to say? What kind of threat is this, Claudia? What other things will I lose?
You think I'll cook for you still, Daryl? Do you think I'll make love to you anymore, Daryl, if you put gold everywhere? I won't. I won't have it.
Do you think I'll lose that? I've lost my appetite for both of those things, Claudia. It's been decades since either of them had any flavor. Flavor?
You asked me to bring pickles into the bedroom, and I, you know I don't like pickles, and I did it. Yes, my lover loves pickleback, so I'll bring them into the bedroom. And you're saying I'm not bringing any flavor in it? Oh, Daryl, I can't.
Don't you put that on me, Claudia.
It's on you, Daryl.
Hey, guys. This is Claudia. I clean her pool. She,
That's the only picture of her you could find.
Oh, yeah. This is the only... It's on my phone. I mean, I can swipe through her.
Right.
Okay.
Do it. Swipe. Let's see what else we got.
Well, I don't think it matters that that's who it is. I think it's more of like the
Jesus, man, are you sending these pictures out of people?
No.
Let's take another look at it.
Wait, I'm on her Instagram account. I'm just showing you what our victim
looks like. Okay, so you're saying she's the one we're kidnapping?
Yeah, let me just do my interview. I had a whole thing set up here.
It's just not the time for questions.
Yeah, not the time. Here, I'll start again.
Okay.
Hey guys, this is
when
Claudia.
Will we know it's the time for questions?
You'll feel it. There will be like a lull. There'll be a lull.
Like right now.
Okay, but it's not you like that. But starting now. Hey guys, this is Claudia. I clean her pool. They have mega mega bucks. As a matter of fact, her husband just put every made.
Hey,
every
I'm sorry, I'm late. Did I miss anything?
So sorry.
You know what? It ends up there street cleaning, so I had to drive around the circles like 3 times. Sorry. Act like I already heard what's going on and just.
We'd love to. It's important, for fuck's sake.
Okay. All right. Here's what you need to know, though. She is sweet.
Who?
Okay. I don't want to hurt her.
Right.
Don't say it's her husband who's the asshole, okay?
So he goes in the bag.
Excuse me?
He goes in the bag, the husband.
Is this questions? Yeah. I didn't bring a big enough bag for a full grown man.
We're going to kidnap her and hold her as ransom, and that asshole will have to pay to get her back, and then we'll give her even some of the money, and she can get out of that fucking house, which, by the way, has solid gold appliances.
Who's asshole?
Is this a home that's filled with love, or they, you know...
Good
they not-
question.
Yeah.
It used to be. And Claudia is clawing. She wants that love. She needs that love, but this asshole isn't giving it to her. So while she's in our care, I say we be extra sweet to her.
Does the money come out of the asshole?
Oh, wow. Does he have money shooting out of his own asshole? Is that I don't think that's what he means.
Thank you.
Is that what you mean?
Thanks, late guy. Appreciate it.
Sorry, Brainiac. I told you. I just don't want to get a parking ticket all of a sudden.
Look, I'll be cleaning her pool. I'll be cleaning her pool tomorrow. 10 a.m.
Benji, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, the pool is so dirty. It's just dirty. It's just,
of course.
It's full of dirt and algae and my tears. You know, I've cried so much this week. Daryl's just
cried
been
so much. You cry so much, Claudia.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. You know, you, one of the paws. You can just take on my emotional baggage.
Yeah. That's right. I'm here for you. You know that, right, Claudia? I don't just clean your pools. I want to clean your... I don't have an analogy, but I want to be here for you.
We
want to clean your pool as well, Mum.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, oh, you brought friends?
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Guys, I didn't give the signal. These are my friends. They're actually... They clean pools overseas, so they're really international pool cleaners.
Pleasure, ooh. Duchess.
Get me. I just clean pools around the area.
That's Jersey Mike. Don't mind him.
I didn't know poor people had friends. This is amazing.
See, guys, fellas, what did I tell you? I told them all about you, Claudia.
What a lovely home. Looks like there's a lot of gold inside.
Oh, don't get me started. There is. It's everywhere. It's disgusting. I just want to get it out.
Tell us more, Duchess.
Oh, about the gold?
Yeah.
We have a gold blender. We have a gold pet egg. We have a gold ottoman. I mean, unnecessary.
Did you say a gold pet egg?
Yes.
The egg came from the pet then?
No.
It's for the feet.
It's for your feet.
Pet egg. Got ya.
Yes.
What do you mean?
It's like a mani pedi, bloke.
Oh, it's an egg.
For fuck's sake, man. Follow along, yeah?
Yeah.
You were saying, Duchess?
I was just saying, I mean, it's a gold pet egg. Who needs a gold pet egg? I guess Daryl does, and that's what satisfies him, because I can't do it anymore.
I wouldn't hate having it.
What
if
you
it,
doing?
If
you
it helps
think
you.
A golden What's, pet will come out of the
everybody,
egg?
Everybody.
I'm cleaning the pool. Give us
a, I mean, yeah. I'll take one of them golden blenders.
No, we're not here to ask for things from her. But Claudia.
I mean, that's just how it is. I understand you have to go back into your office. So I get that. If you want to stick around, you feel free. You're more than welcome to, Sean. You don't need to run off to the other things you got going on. So feel free to stick around. Feel free to stick around if you don't want to. You don't have to, but you know, it's okay. The door is obviously open. I'm saying it's figuratively shut in the sense of like you can stay here. You can hang out. You know, you don't have to. You don't have to vomitos.
Okay.
Actually, I got to take a call. So why don't you just say
wait. I usually just get shuffled off so quick afterwards. I just didn't know what to say. I'm stunned. I feel like I've got a new friend.
Yeah. Look, a lot of Daryl's been kind of breathing down everyone's neck. I don't know what the hell's going on at home. I mean, listen, I do know what's going on.
Just consider me new here. I don't know Daryl. Just treat me like I'm new, and I don't know who Daryl is.
So you want me to just, like, unravel the backstory? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and unravel the backstory.
All right, Sean, this is kind of strange. Been working here for 6 years. Let's see. Let me see. Where to begin with this? Sean, I feel like you know all the information I know, so it's strange for me to kind of just, like, bring this up again in a way that's exposition-y. Let's just do this. Once you step outside, I got to make this call.
You just told me I could stay as long as I wanted in your office. This is the first time I've ever come in here, and you treated me like, you know, a coworker instead of a minion.
Look, I know. I top down, Daryl's kind of a drill sergeant, you know, and he just makes us all feel like we're just objects. We're just objects filling up this office building, right? That he can just kind of do with what he wants.
Are you afraid of Daryl?
Yeah, I am.
I bet you both of us together could take Daryl out.
Are you saying murder him?
I mean, yeah.
Close that door.
Here, let's close
literally,
this door.
Not figuratively.
Oh, that's what I was saying. But I am closing it. So you're scared of Daryl. I just want to please you. Let's kill him.
Let's do it. Okay.
Well, gentlemen, you're right to hire a professional kidnapper. Do not work with amateurs, okay?
Don't work.
Okay, I misspoke a little bit there, but normally I'm very professional, okay?
Well, that's the first time we're talking to you, and that's not a good sign. Okay,
look, I haven't had lunch yet, and my blood sugar is low. All right?
Do you want a candy bar or something?
Don't not eat lunch.
Don't not eat lunch.
Look, I'm a professional kidnapper. I am fully licensed and bonded by the state. If you go to my website, there are tons of testimonials from previous people who've hired me. Look, amateur kidnappers are going to
crew of kidnappers that'll do it for half the price.
Keith, okay, well, then you get what you pay for.
We want it done right. Exactly. We want it done right. So
he just he's
we don't want him kidnapped, though. I don't know where that kind of got line there. We want him dead. We want his ass dead.
Okay. Well, you called me. You called me.
Well, yeah. Sean called you, and I don't know what the hell happened, Sean.
Well, I wanted to.
Claudia, can I have a second of your time?
Of course.
Look, I like you so much.
Can we have this? It's mighty to go. Can we have this curtain?
Oh, yes. Take it, please. Take the curtains.
You don't have to say yes. Look, I'm going to be upfront with you. These aren't my friends. These are amateur kidnappers. And we're here to kidnap you.
Benji, is this role play?
No,
is
I respect
this Daryl?
You.
Knock, knock.
Ooh.
Pool man here.
Ooh, the Brock Dickens. Come in.
Hi, I'm a pool man here to service your pool.
Ooh, are you going to vacuum it?
Wait, stop. I'm the pool guy here.
Oh, two pool men.
Yeah, so you already are working here as a pool guy?
I'm already working here.
We go here. Well, you're trying to crouch on us what we're doing. You're not going to kidnap her, mate. That's ours.
Step off.
So you guys still haven't gone pro yet, huh? Still working circuit.
We're working on it. Well, we're working on it.
We don't need to be judged by you, Flappy.
Look, I've been on the circuit for years now, okay? I'm a professional
circuit.
Kidnapper.
Listen to this one. Circuit.
Look, mate, you left our crew long ago, all right? There's a reason why you left.
I went pro. I went to the big game.
Yeah, right.
You got
one sponsorship.
You got sponsored by Vans. The not the shoe company. That's like you got by big black vans.
Yeah, by the
window
by the
vans.
Vehicle. Yeah, I'm sponsored by vans.
yeah, by the yeah. generic vehicle of a van.
Look.
Listen, we've got experience too. When you add all four of our experiences up, it's almost equal to yours. So who's professional now?
Okay. How much are you paying them, lady? How much are you paying them?
Oh, I'm not paying them. My husband's paying them. But don't fight y'all. don't fight
Have you not had lunch?
I haven't had lunch. I didn't get my candy bar in today. I'm down for the group thing. I mean, I like it all.
All right, pro.
And I mean, that's just kind of where I come into it, though, but I get that. So I know you got to get back to your office, and also I don't mind.
I don't have an office, actually. That's why I've been trying to chill here with you. I figured there was an extra little bit of corner over there. I mean, if we move that fern, I could set up a small desk in your office.
I mean, I could see that, like, kind of like a toddler-sized desk over in the corner with you.
That's scene one. That is scene one. The toddler-sized desk, everybody. Scene two comes to us from listener email from Carrie, who simply wrote, "Truck stop in space." Thank you so much, Carrie.
Yeah, let me get one of them floating hot dogs, if you don't mind.
And one floating hot dog.
One floating hot dog coming up right now!
Order up!
And let me get one of them floating pieces of pizza.
One piece of floating pizza.
One floating pizza coming up right now!
Order up!
Here's your one piece of floating pizza.
All right, let me get six of them hot wings that are just sitting in that vat of, I don't know, what the hell, what is that, Crowleelian oil?
Yes, it is Crowleelian oil. Would you like me to just put it into the bucket?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
He's going to put the six Crowleelian oil wings just straight into the bucket, okay?
For fuck's sake!
Yeah, it's pretty hard out there, man. Pretty hard. Like, wow. The route's just getting crazy and crazy.
Ordering a lot of food, are you?
Yeah, I got a long ride, so I just got one floating hot dog, one floating pizza, and then six wings. So
I'm famished.
Zoo. All right. Yeah. Would you like something to eat?
Would you?
Sure.
Carpet. Would you like company?
Carpet. Hold on. All right. I mean, every time I pull into this station, you're around here telling me that you're hungry, you haven't eaten. I see you in the back by the bathroom. I mean, you're huffing burgers. Carpet, you're eating good. You're eating good in this neighborhood.
What's your point?
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I can't stand here all day without chiming in at some point.
Thank you, Carpet.
My point is, my rig needs another driver. And I think it could do you a lot of good by getting out there.
I want your rig to need another lover.
All right.
This is where can I just get the check?
I don't know if you've actually placed an order yet, sir. Are you with them?
Definitely not.
Okay. Well, then perhaps we should wait until you make an order before I give you your check.
Can I have ask you a question there?
Me?
Skip. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from planet Ghibli Gear. I grew up there, but I've been traveling ever since. I find that the people that come into this truck stop make me feel worldly traveled. Well, spacely traveled.
Fair. A little bit too much information. I simply asked where you were from, but...
Well, I told you.
Look, right. I get used and abused daily. For snacks. I'm looking for someone to put an end to that for good.
That's what I'm offering. I said just drive one of the rigs, Kirk. That's what I'm saying.
I want a job.
The hell you want, then? That's all I can give you.
You!
Okay, sir. I'm ready to take your order.
Yeah.
Are you?
Son, one day you're going to leave Planet Ghibli Gear. Okay? And you're going to go out there. There's a big world out there. And look, you have a strange voice, stranger than anybody on planet Ghibli Gear.
No,
Well,
you do. You do. Ass. You speak in a weird accent, and it's none of us do that. And people are going to make assumptions about Ghibligarians based on how you talk. Okay.
Mommy, do I have a strange voice?
No, honey. You have a beautiful voice.
Oh, he doesn't. He doesn't, Marge. Don't,
what the hell are you?
Don't
Homer,
lie to
stop.
Him. Okay.
Homer, don't do this, okay? He has a fine voice.
I'm going to get you in speech classes, okay?
Homer, he sounds fine. Please, just let him live his life.
Mommy,
are you supposed
don't
to work in customer
normal.
Service with a voice like that?
Oh, my gosh. Just because you failed it, it doesn't mean that he will.
Look, I failed customer service, but excelled in economics and science.
But so what? We live in this palatial estate. Do we want that?
Look, it's thanks to me that Ghibligarians are able to go out into the universe and work.
Bing bong. I'll get it.
I'll get the jewelry.
Okay, don't.
He'll get it.
Hello?
Oh, hiya, Squirt. Is your mother here?
Yes, my mother is here. Let me call her for you. Mm-mm. Would you like to step inside while you wait?
Yeah, I'm pretty good here on the porch, thank you.
Hi.
Has anybody
oh my
ever
God.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my God, you're
Sammy.
Here.
Oh, hi,
I thought
Mitch.
I hid from you.
Nope.
Listen, I don't have the stones. Okay, I don't know where they're buried. I told you that.
Nope. But I'll take the kid then.
Oh God. Fine. Deal.
Wait.
Bag him up. He's coming to work.
Who was that?
No one. So I thought I would make a celery steak.
That sounds good. I'd love a celery steak.
And then I thought about just heating up some water and pouring that in our fins. And then, you know.
And that is how I came to be at this truck stop. Is that better? The full story, sir? I'm ready to take your order.
Oh, wow. That is, yeah, let me just get two dibble dogs. And
Two dibble dogs!
Order up!
And a diet flairman.
And one diet flair.
One diet flair!
All right, now everyone just shut up for a goddamn second, okay? Look, I'm gonna pull over into this goddamn truck stop, all right? And then I'm gonna ask for directions, okay?
No!
Dad, you're an asshole.
I am an asshole, and I'm going to tighten up even more, okay? Now, I'm going to get in there, and I'm not going to get any snacks.
We need snacks.
You don't need snacks. You don't
need
snacks.
We need Zugger snacks.
Please.
No, you don't. 2,000 light years from another truck stop.
And you're just going to have to deal with it. But if you need to use a restroom, do
yes,
it now.
Yes,
because
yes,
I'm not
go.
Pulling over and getting sucked into some kind of gravitational pull by an asteroid passing by or a planet
okay,
that's too
okay,
far
okay.
off the distance.
I'm going to pee.
Give me a pack of bucks, Junior.
Okay, don't leave me here. I'm gonna go with you.
Let's go.
Okay. Somebody get Grandpa cigarettes, please.
Okay.
Why can't we just go into suspended animation?
No, you can't. I'm not paying for that. This is a trip for all of us to remember and experience.
Come
okay,
on, let's go.
Okay. Space is boring.
Hey, you know,
it is boring. Okay, and can I tell you something, Hunter? Okay, you're my son's friend. I didn't even want you to be on this goddamn trip.
I didn't want to be on this goddamn trip.
Yeah, I know you did. Neither did I. Okay, and so guess what? I'm thinking.
Hey, Zara, what if we...
Yeah, Joseph?
What if we hitchhiked out of here?
That would be cool. We could hitchhike to like another family that gives us snacks when we want them.
Yeah. A family that gives us a lot of Zugger snacks.
Yeah. And a lot of Zinks.
Zinks?
Yeah.
Sarah and Joseph on the road. I like the sound of that.
Carpet, look, I went into your stomach and you time portaled me through it, and I get it, all right? But look,
did you like
what
you
saw
in there?
It was terrifying, all right? It was goddamn scary. You got those snake worms from Dune in there. Now, listen, I got a smaller rig for you, all right? Now, if you want to take that around, I think we can get some different things going for you, all right? Now, I got to get going.
For us?
No, Carpet, I got to get going. Here are the keys, all right? I'm out of here.
Okay. Which one is it? Beep, beep. Oh, it's that one. Mm. Get away, little kids. Professional driver coming through.
Sorry.
No, Sarah. That's our chance.
Oh, yeah, with that lady? That lady thing?
She looks beat.
She really do. She's kind of trashed, but, I mean, she's got a car.
That's right. She's got a car. Maybe she can...
Luke, my parents said I could go with you for 2 weeks. It's been 5 years.
Yeah, well, guess what? Okay, I took a wrong turn. That's why I'm in here asking for directions, Hunter.
We went into a black hole and I'm aging backwards now.
Is that?
I was 18 when we started.
And now you're 13. You get to relive all those bad choices. All
I don't want to be 13 again.
Well, that's where you're. That's where we're at, okay? That's where you're at. I'm 26.
Can we just go back through the black hole the other way?
No, we can't go through the other way, okay? We're going to miss all the different, you know, stars.
So, as you can see, I'm just going to stop the film right here. This is the point where we decided to call the film 13 again. And we feel it might be a little on the nose. You're the test group. This is the time for questions.
Can we ask questions now, or is there going to be questions at the end?
Right now, please. Any question you have.
I came in late and I didn't see a lot of it. So I was kind of wondering what's happening in the movie.
Great question.
So I'm going to pause it right here, everybody. I'm going to pause it right here. So the idea is it's somebody showing a test group, you know, a movie.
Why would that be interesting?
Well, maybe it's not. And that's why you can hit the red button in front of you. Anytime I say something not interesting, you hit the red button.
I'm going to pause this right here. Button. And Luke, do you mind stepping in to my office real quick?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. I don't understand. All right. I give you a budget of $30 million. And this is what you come in.
Yeah.
This isn't choose your own adventure. Okay. We're trying to recapture what Bandersnatch did. All right. They won a fucking Emmy. Emmy.
Which one's the Emmy?
The
Sarah.
Yeah.
Don't make any moves. Okay. But I think we're in a movie.
I feel that too. I feel like we're at the climax, and so one of us is probably about to die.
I hope it's me.
Okay, I was hoping the same thing. I got a lot of life to live.
All right. Why don't we hop in that big rig with that lady? I'm sure something bad's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Guys, hold on. We're waiting for the viewer to make the choice of which one of you dies, and they're kind of stalling, so we haven't quite decided what's next. Just keep it down.
Yeah, I'll take the trash out in a second. I'm watching something right now, okay?
No, I just want you to take the trash out now.
But I have to choose which kid dies, okay? Can I just pick one fucking kid then
which
take
kid
the
dies?
Trash?
I'm gonna turn your goddamn TV off.
Don't unplug it. No, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Which
you unplugged it.
Go?
God damn it.
Zara, while we're here in the suspension waiting.
Yes, Joseph.
I want to say I'm sorry for ever being a brat or not a good big brother.
You know, I'm so glad you said that. You said that, Zosa, because it's you've been real zitty.
Yeah, okay? I've been a real zit head. Yeah,
you're a complete zit head. Okay.
Yeah.
It's been real hard being me. So if there was someone to die, like I said, I would zoos you.
Yeah. No, I understand, sir. Have they made the choice yet?
I. This is the first time this has ever happened, but it seems like, fuck, destiny's in our own fucking hands now. I don't know what to do. I quit.
We'll take it from here. Zara, now's the time.
Okay.
Maybe neither of us have to die. What if you run that way and I run this way? Maybe we can meet at some other... Okay, all right, you can just kill me.
So we're in a two-seater, okay? So if we're going to start a new life, I'm really sick of, you know, being stuck in the middle of this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I really was planning for you to die right now. Feels like the natural right next thing.
You're right. What if I just jump out of this moving vehicle?
Sounds good.
Okay, here I go. Oh! Someone press pause.
Oh, Zamet.
Scene two.
Zamet.
Oh, Zamet.
Oh, Zamet. I love those kids, by the way.
Oh, my God. Somebody save them. Thank you for not killing either. Scene three comes from patron VIP Mary Grace, who wrote... Take a moment to send thanks and gratitude for all the laughs. Love the rotating guests you've been adding in and excited to have Vanessa back as well. Tell Caroline, just get in the car and go. Oh, yeah, we got to get an update from Caroline from the road driving across the country. I've driven across country and back 3 times, once solo, and it's worth it. Look up sightseeing stops and okay, she's not here, so
hey,
we'll pass this
we
along.
Know Mary Grace. Mary Grace is a very nice person.
Love Mary Grace. Love, love, love. I was joshing. If James is reading this, stop now, James. I'm going to put a suggestion. I have a horrible memory, so if this has been used before or something similar, please disregard. I promise to keep this one short and simple, and here it is. Struck by lightning. Keep up all you do and stay safe and healthy. Merry Grace, loyal fans since episode one.
Love you.
All right, now just hold that stick. I guess it's a rod. I don't know what the hell.
Do I hold
just
it hold above it, my head?
Yeah, just hold it above your head.
How high up?
As high as you can. Just
so reach. I should reach with this, the pole thing?
Yeah, a rod or whatever it is. Yeah.
Let's call it a rod. How high am I reaching? As high as I can reach or how, yes. Halfway?
No, as high as you can reach.
How's this?
I mean, that's good. I mean, that's hey, honestly really...
Are you trying to kill that guy? He's, there's a storm. It seems like you're trying to kill him.
Nope.
No, you're shouting at him to raise that rod up higher in the air. That's basically murder.
How's that?
I'm calling for help.
No, you're not.
Get that phone back to me.
Ow, damn.
That's my face. Ow. Ow. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, that's a nail clipper I just poked
in
your fucking
face.
How
long do I hold it up?
Just keep holding it up. Listen, man, if you tell that guy that
watch
I'm trying
out
to kill him, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. Oh, motherfucker.
Hey, are you killing that man?
No, I'm giving him
CPR. Trying to help him with CPR.
Oh, gosh. Best of luck. You're a hero.
Thanks. No, raise it up. Don't drop it.
Mom, my arm's getting tired.
Well, just keep it up. God damn it. I don't even think it's supposed to thunderstorm. Fuck.
You got a smoke?
Do I have a smoke?
Hey, what's up? It's Stormy. Yeah, I'm back on KCR 12. I'm just here to give my really quick report. So, you know, I'm wearing lightning leggings today, so I think there's going to be some lightning maybe happening today. I don't know. Might be a little foggy. I don't really know. But that's it. That's my report. Do what you do. Keep driving through. Maybe get on a train and maybe hang out in the rain. I'm still working on my sign-off. I'll come with a new one next week, guys. Don't worry about it.
Storm, all right, that was fantastic.
Wow.
Thanks, guys. My followers so really like that when I do it like that, you know, just like off the cuff, you know. I took an improv class, so yeah.
There it is. It shows. you know, I think the whole crew would back me on this, but, you know, every time you wear a certain legging that is like, you know, weather pattern or whatever, it happens. So,
yeah, I'm an empath.
Wow. That is something. You know, I don't. I'll just go out and say it. I've denounced my traditional faith practice, and I really would love to worship you. So I just think you're some kind of you're a god. Is there any
way we could make requests on what we would like you to say the weather's gonna be like?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you can go on to my Insta story. Usually every Monday I put a poll up. Or you can do it on YouTube, or you can follow me on Snapchat, or you can follow me on Twitch, or you can follow me on Zoom.
I'm sorry, Johnny Mountain. Look, you've served KCR 12 wonderfully, dutifully for the last two decades.
But how old is this kid?
She doesn't identify with age, so we don't really know.
One of those, huh?
Yeah.
Would she fly into a black hole?
Yeah, I think so. Gosh. Man, remember when you predicted that hailstorm in 87?
Yeah, and it happened.
That was something.
Look, are we here to reminisce over great meteorological achievements from the past?
No. We're here to
say. Are you
going to
give me my fucking money?
So that's just it. I don't have it all right now. You know,
look, I deferred my salary for 20 years, hoping to get a lump sum.
Look, we're a public broadcast network.
We are?
Yeah, KCR 12.
Look, I always said the weather comes first. The weather comes first, and I'll get my money when it's good in time.
Yeah.
Richard?
Well.
Johnny Mountain all the way back here.
Look, I need a job, okay? I'm not too proud to beg.
Well, if you want this job, you're going to have to predict more than just the weather.
All right. Is this professional, by the way, or is this amateur?
Amateur. Amateur.
Amateur yeah. meteorology? All right.
Yeah. And so we go into communities that don't have a local radio station or news network or can't even receive it.
Where is that?
A lot of questions this one, eh?
A lot of fine
okay,
questions.
Okay, I'll trust you that you found some. I'll trust you that you found some.
You ever heard of a little hamlet called Boston?
Heard of it?
Boston, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Boston, Massachusetts. So you're saying they don't have local TV or radio or access to...
That is what he's saying, laughing gas.
All right. I'm saying.
Okay.
Now I need you to go into the city center and tell people that it's going to storm and storm up all in there.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have a moment?
Get off of me. Get off of me.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you about the weather.
Get off of me.
Ma'am. Ma'am. Can I have just a moment of your time?
Don't touch me.
All right. Sorry. I'm sorry. I came in hot there. Sir. Sir. Hey, kid.
Yes. Me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You, sir, and kid.
Oh.
It's going to stormy storm. It's going to stormy storm. You're going to get wet, Boston. You're going to get real wet.
I'm not wearing any clothes under this trench coat.
Oh, you freak. You freak. I'm trying to talk to you about the weather.
Get your hands off of me.
Give me 10 bucks. I just told you the weather. Give me 10 bucks.
Hey, Johnny Mountain?
Yeah. You know me?
Oh, my God. Yeah. What are you doing in Boston? I just moved here, and I watched your weather reports all through my childhood.
Yeah, I'm out of the pro game now, just doing amateur meteorology.
Sent down.
You need a personalized weather report?
Yeah, sure. Yes, please. You mind if I record this on my phone while you're doing it?
Sure.
Okay.
So where do you live?
And action.
Okay. All right. Where do you live?
I live in Brookline.
In Brookline. Okay. Yeah. And you're going to be, what time you head home?
About an hour.
Okay, you're going to head home in about an hour. It's going to be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of hail. And it's going to be 98 degrees.
Prep.
Fahrenheit.
Humidity? Humidity?
Okay.
Give me some humidity.
The humidity is going to be 97%.
This is great. Who is this guy? You just found him on the street?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, this is from my hometown. In the San Fernando Valley. So I grew up with this guy.
Inland Empire is...
I love it. Look, we don't have a news network or a radio station
right?
that's telling us what kind of weather we got.
Literally on your way home.
Give me 10 bucks.
Stormy, thanks for coming into my office. Look, you've been doing... You're doing great. Do you remember that old guy that used to work here, Johnny Mountain?
Yeah, that weird guy, the mountain guy. Mountain range is gone, am I right?
sorry to interrupt. I sacrificed the goat that you asked me to do that to, and it is open and flayed for you to storm on or, hail on or whatever.
Awesome, just to give wonderful. Me a heads up.
Thank you.
Have you seen The Revenant? Go do that. That's your next step.
You got it. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Johnny, we thought he was done for. But he's shooting right up through those Nielsen ratings. It's unbelievable. People are watching him. They're calling him out there. I know, Stormy. I know they're calling him out there now. And we need.
I don't know who the fuck Nielsen is, but yeah. Nielsen clearly hasn't seen my numbers. Okay, does Nielsen get brand deals? Okay, I don't know the fuck thing about Nielsen. Okay,
look, Stormy. I don't want to put you down, but the only brand deal you have is with Van. Okay. And I'm not disparaging that. It's cool that you have a generic vehicle, but I'm saying we need to compete. And Johnny Mountain, he's got a lot of viewers, a lot of followers, a lot of subscribers, a lot of,
metrics. Yeah. Okay. I hear you. I hear what you're putting metrics. Down. Well, what can I, what? Okay. Okay. You're coming at me hot.
Yeah. And yeah. So I need you to go out there.
Your rage.
Okay.
I'll get out there. What do you want me to do out there? You want me to do more readings? Will that make you happy?
You want me to become a slave to the man?
Oh, Jesus Christ, no.
Is that what makes you happy?
No, Stormy, no.
You know how inappropriate that is?
Hi, is this Bruce?
Yes, this is Bruce. Hello.
Bruce, this is Johnny Mountain with your personalized weather report.
Johnny, it's so nice to hear from you again. Please continue.
Okay, how's the weather right now? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's 78 degrees with a chance of snow. It's there's going to be a low 52. Deserts 96. Inland Empire 110.
Stormy, the planet's Stormy, on this fire. Mountain, he's given personalized weather reports. You need to do one better. You need to do one better. You're live in 5, 4, 3.
There is a hurricane, and it is coming, and it's going to hit the Gulf. Okay, I don't know when, and I don't know where, I don't know how, but it's gonna make land, and there's gonna be an eye, and I just am feeling so much pressure to give you what you want right now, and I can't be a mountain. I mean, mountains aren't naturally occurring objects, like, they take time to produce, and you need the water and the land to come together, and I just, I don't have that. I can't do it.
And we're out.
Sir, are you, you're just looking for the longest, tallest metal rod? I mean, we sell antennas. I could sell you an antenna. That was,
I haven't thought about a rod in a long time.
You look like maybe you've joined some sort of a cult. Are you sure you're okay? Your eyes are kind of glazed over.
Am I okay? A hurricane's about to hit land, and it's going to make land. Do you understand that?
Okay, I understand.
A hurricane is going to make land. No, you don't understand that.
I just work at this Circuit City, okay? It's the last of our kind.
Yeah, let me tell you something that's going to be the last of our kind. Human fucking beings, okay? Stormy is on there every single day telling the world exactly what they need to hear, and they don't want to hear it.
Okay. And this just in, we have Stormy and Johnny Mountain on the same hill, both holding rods up into the sky, and they're screaming weather reports simultaneously. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm just a news reporter, and I'm reporting what I see. This is Bobby McIntyre, KCR12.
Are you signing off? Go! No, don't sign off. They're fucking on the hill. What are you doing?
Don't sign off.
You just told us a crazy... The lead-in wasn't... Cut to the live fun. What are you doing?
We're killing the planet. We're killing the planet with fossil fuels. Everything's getting hotter.
We're going to be in space soon. We're going to launch in space, and there's going to be a storm in space.
Please, Sky, open up and kill me. Open up and kill me. Why did Zeus? I defer my salary?
Zeus?
Hey, Johnny Mountain, come on in and have a seat here. Listen, we're very excited about representing you back in the big leagues of San Joaquin. And I want to just say that that report you gave from the mountaintop was a little much for this neck of the woods. So we're hoping you can dial it back from a 12 to about a solid 5. And I believe that your starting salary of $620 a week is pretty respectable for this market, but I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, my name is Johnny Mountain. Please, I was struck by lightning a week ago.
He's washed up, okay? He's washed up.
It's not that he's washed up. He's fucking struck by lightning. He's all fucked up.
The way he used to. Please be kind to me.
Oh, God. He's like a zombie now.
Stop talking to me when this is happening.
But hold on, but why did Jim give him the note to dial it back down?
Just come with me to the bathroom. Stuff. Come with me to the bathroom, for God's sake.
Again?
Excuse me, I gotta use the restroom.
Excuse us, I got pee.
No problem,
what?
Guys.
So, Johnny, I'll tell you what, we're gonna put you on tonight, if you're ready to go, because I think you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go whenever.
Yep, teleprompter's loaded.
Mint?
No.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Listen. Yeah, this guy's like catatonic over there,
I know,
right?
He's like that.
No, I don't.
Gum?
But
I understand.
Have you heard about Stormy? Have you heard about Stormy?
I know about Stormy. Gum. Do you want to stick a gum?
Get away.
No.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. And
We're going to follow these executives into the bathroom for the next half hour.
I don't know if
that's
appropriate.
Is everybody cool with that? Or would you like to see Johnny Define and cool. Stormy?
Well,
or?
Can we get a drone in there? I really am liking those drone shots. Can we get a drone shot in the bathroom of the executives?
Everything's already been shot. I mean, we could.
Yeah, what about one of those like bomb disposal robots? Can we get those? Because they're just like they got that like crane neck.
Do you have an angle from the toilet?
We should cut this scene or not, basically. Is
what was it?
What did that guy ask?
Do you have a camera angle from the toilet water?
Psst. Zara, it's me.
Yeah, Joseph.
I'm in the next stall. I'm still alive. I'm living in a different movie.
Damn it, Joseph. Why won't you just perish?
I thought you'd be happy to see me.
Joseph, our relationship is strained.
Yeah, it's strained for sure. All right, fine. If you just flush the toilet, I'll go down. And you won't have to see me ever again.
Are you Zer, Joseph? Because you said that before, and you didn't die the way I thought you were going to die before. And you ended up in this new movie when I'm trying to start a new life, okay? But okay,
well,
Joseph.
I just want to say, hold on, before you flush, it doesn't seem like you're a big part of this movie. It seems like those executives are doing a lot, and you're just behind a stall. Flush.
Hot hand towel?
No. Is there another guy here doing it? Why is there two people?
Have you seen Stormy? Have you seen Stormy? Stormy's doing the good stuff.
She's doing great. She's doing great.
So why don't we get this zombie over here?
Okay, freeze. I'm not sure how those kids got into this movie. They are from a completely different movie. Again, I'm definitely leaning toward cutting these executives. But
I think this is cross promotion for both videos, right? Both movies would be cross promoted.
Wait, are you guys a professional test audience?
Yeah.
Is there any other kind?
I was told
air conditioning and free soup.
Okay, yeah. So definitely amateur.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel
well. I was professional, but I
again, if
got
I could
brought
just
down
ask,
to there, the amateur status.
Do you have a camera angle from the toilet water?
Okay, yeah, we don't have a camera angle from the toilet water.
Well, what about from the faucet so we can see the hands?
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, right. That'd be good.
Okay, everything's been...
So, do they love it? Do they love my movie? I mean, you've been showing it to groups all over the country.
We just need a couple more test groups, and then we'll see, all right? We'll just need a couple
like,
more test
I feel like,
groups.
I feel like we would know. I feel like we know right now.
So far the word is that most groups want to do a lot of reshoots, and they want to be a lot longer, and then there's... actually, a good percentage that want to see the executives pee and poo, and then
who's running the session?
We got someone from Vans is doing it. So,
oh God!
Thank you guys so much for coming to this session. I mean, it's me, Stormy D, and I know I'm usually just doing the weather, but like, it's just really. I think these ideas are awesome, and I think they're gonna make the movie better.
You're famous.
Yeah. It's what I do.
Hell yeah.
Hey, shit, she does fame. That's sick, dude. That's sick.
Yeah. Don't be nervous around me. Don't pee. Oh, you did it. Okay. Don't.
I can't help it.
Yeah. Wipe yourself up. It's just me, Stormy D.
Hotel?
No.
No. Actually, yeah, I will take a towel. I pissed myself.
Oh, shit. Look who just walked in. In the next test room, I can see through the mirror. It's Johnny Mountain.
You can see through the mirror?
Hello, my name is Johnny Mountain. I have brain damage because I was struck by lightning.
Johnny, just read through the teleprompter there. Just read. You don't have to think anything. Don't speak your thoughts. Just read what's in the teleprompter, buddy.
Welcome to this test screening sponsored by Vans, the vehicle.
Was that his thoughts?
Hold on. Can I see through the fucking mirror, dude?
I don't know. That's what you fucking said, dude. I don't fucking know, man. You tell me. Oh, I pissed myself again. I can't stop.
Hot towel.
Thank you for the towel.
Now, this is a two-way mirror, meaning you can see both ways through it.
Oh, thank God. Wait, you can't see through it, dude?
No, man. No, I can't see it, man.
There's something wrong with you.
It's a window. If I can see through it, if it's a mirror, it reflects, man. I can't see. Can you? I don't.
Yeah,
oh, man, I'm pissing myself, man.
Stop pissing.
Johnny, just give us your sign off now, if you wouldn't mind.
I'm Johnny, and I haven't been paid in 20 years.
Thank you. That's our show for today.
Oh my gosh!
Woo! 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 Let's thank all the alchemists in no particular order. Jacqueline, thank you so much for coming back.
Woo! Happy to be here.
Yeah. You had a good time?
I did.
Did anyone in your family call you Jacqueline or just me?
My mom calls me Jacqueline.
Really?
Yeah. So my mom would actually get very upset at me if anyone called me Jackie. So all my friends call me Jackie, but I always write my name Jacqueline because it's like, it's your given name. So I try wow. to keep it.
Keep respect.
Keep respect. You gave me the name, so I got to keep it. So, you know what I'm saying? So.
Right. Well, thank you very much for coming back.
Thanks.
And Joey Greer?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. Craig, so great to see you again. Please let us know where folks can find any of your shenanigans.
Yeah, on at socials on Twitter is always convenient, or Orange Tux Improv for shows with me and my wife, Carla. Craigslist PCast is kind of defunct for right now, but follow it so you know when we put out new stuff.
It's a great idea, and all of our love to Carla.
Of course.
Chris Alvarado?
Thank you very much. I love you guys. Jackie, so happy to have you here. What's your IG, or where can people find you, Jackie?
Yeah, you can find me at my name, at Jacqueline underscore Uwe on Instagram and Twitter, JACKLYN underscore UWEH.
Thank you for that.
I yield the rest of my time.
And love to Jessica, by the way, Chris.
Thank you.
James Heaney.
Hi.
Where should folks find you?
Well, go to therealjamesheaney.com.
Go right now.
Right now. And okay. On there, I'm doing something called Soshtember, and I just came up with it last night. Or it already exists because every idea has been thought of, right? But I'm going to be putting all of my live events on my webpage that you can find. I just deleted everything from my Google calendars because there's no more live Bear Supply shows, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to fill it with new live streamed shows. Okay. And that calendar will be there.
Do you want to lie down for the rest of this?
Yes, that was. I'm out of breath. Can I take one deep breath in?
Let's thank your engineers and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Boom. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other, wear a mask when you go outside, and remember,
Alchemy is.
PCR 12.